Joining me on the phone in the WGVU newsroom is the next superintendent of Grand Rapids Public Schools, Dr. Ledrian Roby, joining us now. Dr. Roby, how are you today? And congratulations.
I am great. Thank you so much, Daniel. I am super excited on this day and looking forward to joining the Grand Rapids community.
Take me back to the moment that you found out that the board had voted to give you the job. What was your immediate reaction as the reality set in that you're moving to Grand Rapids?
First of all, I was elated. I thought, oh my gosh, this is really happening. This is what I have been wishing for and praying for. And just that sense of excitement kind of took over me. And then a sense of calm of, you know what? I'm ready for this. And I really want this. And I really want to be a part of this community and kind of dive into the work. And I still think I'm on that, you know, on that high of being elated. And, you know, now I'm going into planning mode of, okay, how do I start to transition and what is that going to look like? So it's a combination of several things, but mostly I'm just filled with excitement and gratitude.
Absolutely. And isn't that funny how that works? When you get the things that you wish for, there's that immediate, yes, I got it. And then now I have to do it. And so there's always that shift. But as you look at this position, what excites you about the position? What excites you about moving to Grand Rapids and taking on the challenges that is running the Grand Rapids Public School District?
Several things. This is a extremely involved and committed community to the young people. I mean, that was obvious even before I stepped foot into the schools and started talking with people. As I read about what was taking place in Grand Rapids over the last year, even with the Grand Rapids Promise and all of the positive things around graduation and the commitment to young people and making sure that there was a clear pathway for all students as they matriculate through the system to onto their post-secondary lives, that people want to make sure that they have access. That was evident. And then when I started talking to people, the questions that the students were asking me, the parents were asking me about, you know, how are you going to engage in this? And how does this look for our young people? And making sure that I could respond and, you know, and hear their what they were asking about. What are you going to do to make sure that my child or my cousin has an opportunity to be successful? That was really, really evident. And so I would say that some of my work, as I am still learning the district and, you know, learning what the community is looking for, is how do I make sure that there is a strong articulation for young people as they go through and grow through the Grand Rapids Public School system to ensure that there are multiple opportunities for them to explore different experiences and the arts and sports, and then also strong academic experiences no matter which of the schools students attend. So I would say that's kind of the initial work. And then, of course, and I should have started with this, with listening, you know, continuing to listen to people and peel back a little bit what their needs are and what their hopes are and kind of embedding that into the next iteration of the academic transformation plan.
Mm-hmm. You know what excited me and what impressed me a lot about during your interview and speaking to what you just said about giving all the children an equal chance at success. Look, everyone loves the theme schools at Grand Rapids Public Schools, and they're incredible, the museum public schools and things like that. They're great schools, but we also want to ensure that we're not leaving the kids at Ottawa Hills High School behind and that everyone's given an equal chance at a quality education at GRPS. And I think that the district is certainly poised to do that. You replaced Teresa Weatherall Neal. She's an African-American woman like yourself. How important is it for the city of Grand Rapids? Because face it, Grand Rapids is unlike any other urban district. It faces its own set of challenges when it comes to the racial divide. How important is it for young children, young female girls who are African-American to look up and see a woman that looks like them in the highest position in the district?
I would say it's extremely important. I don't take this job lightly. And even as I think about my history of being an educator, from starting as a classroom teacher to an assistant principal to building principal, it's important that I always model for young people and African-American girls, and then even all girls, because oftentimes as women, we don't get as many opportunities. And it's important that I'm willing to be a mentor and a model for young people. And I have not had the opportunity to meet former Superintendent Weatherall Neal, but I am certainly looking forward to that opportunity to get to know her and lean on her to find out. You know, she was in the district for 30-something years, is my understanding, and to, you know, to take some of those experiences and to connect with her, because she's a valuable resource as to what that work looks like and how did she connect with the community. But it's important not only for the girls, and yes, my African-American girls, but all girls, to see women in leadership and how we are able to balance leadership with our personality and be our authentic selves. But then it's also important for our males to see that as well, because they need to know that, yes, women can do this work, and they can still be engaging, and they can still, you know, be involved in sports and do all of those things. And hopefully they will see leadership, and not to say that they don't see leadership in women, but they will see that, yeah, women are, you know, just as qualified as men to do this work.
One last question before we end up with our four quickies. I know it's way too early to ask this question, but when you hang up your cleats, as it were, and walk away from the job years from now, what does the district look like as you dream? What would it look like?
As I dream, and it will be years from now, so let me say that. I am, as I shared with the board, I'm not looking for a quick fix and, you know, just to build my career. I want to be in Grand Rapids, and I want to be there for the duration. So I imagine that being many, many, many years from now. As I kind of project forward into the future, what I want to be my legacy and the work that we have 100% graduation for all of the students at every high school in our alternative high schools who are graduating, and we have prepared them for that post-secondary life, whether it be through trade schools or two-year experiences or four-year experiences or the service, that we have equipped them to do good things in this community and be a part of the community. I want people to not feel like there's a difference between community schools versus the theme schools, that they know no matter where I put my child, they are getting the very best education. In my ideal world, all staff feel like, yeah, this is the best place to work. I don't want to work anywhere else, because we have strong programs. We have strong support for our students. I'm supported as an educator. I want the staff to feel that way as well. And again, as I say this, I'm not assuming that these things are not taking place in pockets and for many people. I'm saying for all. And I think it's important when you lift up your entire community and have the focus on your entire community, everyone benefits from that.
We're talking to Dr. Ledrian Roby. She's the next superintendent of Grand Rapids Public Schools. Okay, Dr. Roby, time for my final four quickies. First thing that comes to your mind, no right or wrong answers, okay?
Okay.
So this job is somewhat of a homecoming. You went to Western Michigan University for your graduate degree, correct? Or for your doctorate, to get your doctorate.
My doctorate, yes.
Yes, correct. And so you've been in West Michigan. You also live right outside of Minneapolis. So Minneapolis or West Michigan, who has the harshest winters?
I'm gonna have to say that's a tough one, because, you know, I lived in Kalamazoo and we had the effects of the lake effect snow. And here in the Twin Cities, our winters are kind of brutal. So I think Minneapolis, I'm going to have to give it to Minneapolis. We are the frozen tundra and Minnesota for a reason.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so Minneapolis is often ranked as the friendliest people in the country. I see it all the time. The nicest people in the world. Where is it? It's Minneapolis. What makes people there so nice?
That's a good question.
Maybe you don't agree with it.
No. And people are very friendly. I think you mirror out what you want back from people. And so in the metro area, there's lots of diversity. There's lots of fun, lots of different things. But people just are really open and really friendly. And it's a fun city.
Next, Prince. Prince is from Minneapolis. I don't know if you are a Prince fan, but if you are a Prince fan, you live in Minneapolis. What is the number one song that's often played in Minneapolis? And what's your favorite Prince song?
So Prince is, and so I'm probably dating myself. That is my whole era. That was my childhood. My first concert was actually a Prince concert. So yes, I am a Prince fan. And when Purple Rain came out, we were in the audience and looking at, I've been there. And, so because it all took place in Minneapolis and St. Paul and Minnetonka. So I knew all of the places and knew some of the people, some of the extras who were actually in Purple Rain. I would say probably my favorite Prince song is Let's Go Crazy. There's plenty of Prince songs, of course, Purple Rain. But that is my whole era, and that speaks to my childhood.
Awesome. Well, hats off to me for the question. Last question, Dr. Roby. Going back to your childhood, a little more personal question. Who is your favorite teacher and why? And I guess that's it. Yeah, who's your favorite teacher and why?
That probably would be my sixth grade teacher. We called her Big Red. And the reason we did is because she had this flowing mane of like bright red hair. And what I liked best about Big Red is that she was about student voice. And at that time, we didn't necessarily call it student voice, but we would have circle every morning and she would ask what was going on with us, what was the best part of our day, what we were looking forward to. And she really, for the first time as a young person, as I look back on that experience, she was the first teacher who, from what I recalled, asked students what they thought about things and then really tried to, remember that and, put it into lessons and say, Ledrian, I remember you said that you liked to roller skate. So she was one of those teachers where she hooked me into, she wants to not just teach me, she wants to know who I am. And therefore, I wanted to be engaged and be in her presence.
Dr. Ledrian Roby, you're the next superintendent of Grand Rapids Public Schools. How does that sound? Thank you so much for your time today. We wish you the best of luck. Welcome to Grand Rapids.
Thank you so much, Daniel, and you have a great day.